Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Torino Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be again in company of Teona Strugar-Mitesca. Benvenuta, welcome back! Yay! She was actually wondering why we invited her again, but because we enjoy your company, first of all.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
And,
thank you.
The main reason is that we couldn't talk because we didn't know that your film won the Lux Prize, which we're partnered with. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that was 2 days ago. I think.
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yes, two days ago. And the first thing that I wanted to know what you think of this prize and if you're happy and what do awards mean for you.
Listen, this prize is very interesting because it's given by the European Parliament. So basically, the three finalists, they take you inside of the European Parliament. It's already very impressive, you know, the structure itself. You know, you are like in the kingdom of politicians. And then the one who gets the award gets to speak and say something. So I took the chance to, you know, send a message. So I really appreciated that. Because, you know, what is also interesting about this prize is that if you analyze all the films, like the finalists, the three finalists, they're all very, like, politically engaged films, you know. They're very uncomfortable films. You know, one is talking about corruption, the other is talking about the hypocrisy of the Western world in terms of Africa. Mine talks about women, you know, and again about, in a way, nepotism and,
patriarchy,
I'm not going and patriarchy and all these elements. So I was thinking it is quite, well, it is very promising. It gives me hope that politicians are being able to, you know, gives us the space to express ourselves. Really, that's the idea, you know. Freedom of expression is human right. And, you know, it's basic human right. So for them to allow themselves to be criticized, I think it's really, really a good step forward, you know, in a way. Maybe I'm too naive in the way I'm, but it seemed to me, it felt to me being this in this building that there is, there is very high level of democracy going on because there is, everything is discussed. And then, like, everybody speaks in their own language. So when you are inside of this structure, it feels like, you know, in the Star Wars, you know, meeting. And then, you know, everybody, there are all these translators. And it was,
I love this comparison. So the European Parliament likes Star Wars. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. And so how did this week go here? Tomorrow we'll know what will be film that
you want me to tell you.
I would love
just
to, but no, you can tell us afterwards so we can prepare the podcast we left behind. But no, I wanted to know that when we met, it was at the beginning of the week, so you hadn't watched all the films. So now it's the end of this festival. What did you think of the selection, and what are you keeping with you from this experience?
Well, first, I found the selection very, I would say, very challenging. Because such a diversity of films and expressions, it was actually quite refreshing to see. I really enjoyed it. I was not bored because I was thinking, 15 films. But actually, no. No, it's very, very interesting. It was not so easy to choose, you know? Because, of course, we are five of us and everybody has an opinion. I'm so, so happy to have had the privilege to see all these films, really, that maybe I would not be able to see otherwise. Today I enjoyed Torino very much. And I enjoy your wine. It's very good. Very good. Your cheese, your food sometimes.
No, I'm thinking that I was today. I was thinking about the food in Torino and telling that we're leaving Torino like full of new cinema ideas and images, but still a bit fatter than
when
we left.
Yeah, I think so.
One last question. This is we were, before starting the interview, we were talking about like a program that you do, like giving advice to our listeners on how to cook or to clean, as you said. But what would be the advice you would give to the Tiona of 2004 when you started? What would you tell her that you learned through these years of filmmaking?
Actually, what would I tell them? What would I tell her?
Like a Back to the Future question.
Yes. I would tell her to have more confidence in herself. To have confidence. Have confidence in yourself, because that's essential. And to be open to criticism, I think also is important. And then not to have an ego. Very important, you know. And then to have more courage, and then not to be afraid of planes. I still am afraid of planes, but...
job, it's a bit...
Yes. But it's about that. I don't know what else I could... I think courage is important.
I like that. Okay. Tiona, thank you so much. Congratulations for the Lex Prize. We can't wait to know who's the winner of this 37th edition Antonio Film Festival. I really trust you, so I know you.
Don't say that.
No?
Don't say, because you know, opinions is something
I'll call
else.
You. I'll get new number, yes, and I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes.
If I don't agree.
No, don't say that, because okay. You know, like, also it's only about opinion, you know? It isn't only opinion. It doesn't really... Like,
as a awards, critic, I always say that it's a question of, you know, what do you feel, and
and if your film doesn't get an award, doesn't mean anything, you know. We don't want to discourage all these young filmmakers who will not get, no,
they have something in common, that they tried very hard to do something different, so that's they already won
exactly. And it is a struggle to make a film, so you must congratulate everybody who goes for it. So
totally agree. Thank you so much. Yeah. Good luck. And good luck for your next film. I didn't ask you about that, but that's material for the next interview.
Yes.
So we're all Petronia. Remember that. Thank you, Tiona Strugar-Miteska, for being with us from the 37th Torino Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.